Deertick has just released its fourth album called Divine Providence. It's the second album this year from lead singer John McCauley, who put out Middle Brother, a collaboration with other musicians that rock critic Ken Tucker reviewed this past March. Ken says the new Deertick album takes this Providence, Rhode Island band into a more raw-sounding direction.
For life and a dangerous mind, my trail of dust, who knows what you'll find. I can take a tree and tear it from its roots.
The title of Deertick's new album, Divine Providence, is a pun. The band hails from the capital of Rhode Island. But the other side of the pun is sarcastic. There's little concerning divine providence or care. Neither is the band provident, frugal, or prudent about its talent and music. Group frontman John McCauley continues to sing as though the primary idea is to shred his vocal cords. And on this album, the goal is to convey something of the band's live performances, a headlong mixture of loud guitars and cover songs, plus originals that remind you of songs they might cover. That's Deertick channeling their inner Ramones on You Got It, Let's All Go to the Bar. The music on Divine Providence is pickled in alcohol. Songs that don't contain references to drinking sound as though they were recorded under its influence, if not both combined. But it's not alcoholic music, that is, made without control or an awareness of what's at stake in committing to this pose. The booze fuels both frantic moments and more contemplative ones. This is the first Deertick album on which other members of the band besides McCauley regularly come front and center to sing. Bass player Chris Ryan does a fine job on Clownin' Around, a song about a guy who knows his jaunty exterior isn't fooling anyone close to him about the melancholy he's feeling, the devils he's haunted by.
Though I've walked down a crooked path, that don't mean it wasn't cursed. My feeble heart was filled with wrath, my poisoned mind with thoughts perverse. And the devil is living in my basement. I'm trying hard to hide him from my wife, and I know someday I'm gonna have to face him. But for now I keep my secrets with the night.
The prettiness of Clownin' Around is an exception on this album, however. Most of the time, Deertick is happy to summon up the influences of the Rolling Stones, the Kinks, and the Replacements. A bonus track buried a full half hour after the disc supposedly ends is Mr. Cigarette, written for the band by the Replacements' Paul Westerberg. Then there's their Phil Spector meets Rod Stewart mashup, a fine mid-tempo rocker called Main Street.
I can't sleep, I can't close my eyes. Blink for 1 second and the whole world pass you by. Yeah, I guess I'm meant all the days we spent
Still in his 20s, McCauley has been influenced by some good stuff. In concert, he's been known to have Deer Tick cover music by Hank Williams, John Prine, and Michael Hurley. The group has occasionally done entire sets devoted to renditions of Nirvana songs, advertising these performances under the band name Deervana. You can listen to this album, Divine Providence, and dismiss it as a juvenile party record. After all, the song that began this review, The Bump, features the shouted chorus, "We're full-grown men, but we act like kids." True enough, as far as it goes. But as Deer Tick has proved in the past, and probably will elaborate further in the future, this is also a band attuned to using its music to work through various kinds of pain. The pains you can't just numb with a lot of whiskey and some slashing guitar chords.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Deer Tick's new album, Divine Providence. You can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org, and you can join us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at NPR Fresh Air. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Sam Brigger, John Myers, John Sheehan, Lauren Krenzel, Heidi Simon, and Teresa Madden. I'm Terry Gross.